Minerva, right down the road from us, they have a new village administrator. And this new village administrator is filling the role of Philip Tursky, who left for a similar position in the city of Norton, just a little north of us here. So joining us right now is Minerva's new village administrator. He's been on the job about 2 days now, and that is Benjamin Gunderson. Mr. Gunderson, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Jordan. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for carving some time out. How are your first couple days going?
They are going well. I certainly appreciate you having me on. I always enjoy speaking and talking about Minerva. There's a lot of great things going on and a lot to come in the future. So thank you.
You come from a town that's a little bit smaller than Minerva, right? Which is kind of hard to believe. Minerva's smaller, what, maybe 3,500 people?
Yeah, Minerva's in that area. Yep. So I come from a village that's a hair under 2,000 people. So it's a little bit smaller, but, you know, there's some of the similar characteristics here. And, you know, I think that's going to afford me the opportunity to really, you know, get some experience in terms of, you know, two main roads going right through the downtown area, you know, really showing an emphasis in that downtown area. That's really the heart of a municipality. So I think it really gave me a good opportunity to, you know, develop some skills, and I think I'll be able to use those as I look to make progress here in Minerva.
Speaking of making some progress, what are you looking to bring to Minerva? Can you shine a light on some of the things that you did when you were in Camden, Ohio?
Yeah, so a lot of my background is in zoning and planning, but really it's in economic development. That's really what I enjoy, economic development. You know, that's exciting stuff. That's tangible. You can see it. So I did have a little bit of success in the previous spot. We made a little bit of momentum. But, you know, when I look at Minerva, we have that downtown area, which was something that where I came from, that's something we were pushing for and we tried so hard to, you know, create. So now that I have that downtown area where our small mom and pop shops and stores are, as well as the restaurants, that really creates more of a community feel for Minerva. That's, you know, where people gather on the weekends or at night after work. And, you know, we need to continue to support those businesses and those restaurants. But as we look at our industrial parks and, you know, other areas around town, we really want to improve, you know, on those economic development aspects. Those businesses that are there currently, we want to be able to support them, ensure that, you know, they're happy with the services that we are providing as a village, as well as any other problems. If it's workforce development, you know, that's something that we would try to assist in and build upon that. But, you know, there's a lot of great things going on in Minerva. There's a lot of projects that are in the pipeline. So we're excited to get that rolling and, you know, move the ball forward.
It seems like economic development is a big thing that's kind of on your heart. And that's one of your goals, you would say, then in the village of Minerva, is to, you know, work with the phenomenal building blocks that they already have there with some of the small mom and pop shops, but then also down the road, maybe try to get bigger industrial things in the town.
Yes, I would definitely agree with that. And, you know, I knew that economic development was a pretty big and important factor here. As through my interview process, you know, I met with some of the local business owners and, you know, just had some conversations with them as to, you know, what's working, what's, you know, some, what are, you know, areas that we could build upon or improve. And, you know, we have a great council, but we also have a great business community, business stakeholders, and I'm really excited to build upon those relationships and, you know, like I said, continue to move the ball forward.
Let's talk about the people of Minerva. My wife works there, so I know that great people are in Minerva. No, I'm kidding there. But it is a small town. It is a tight-knit community. What are some of the things that are striking you about the residents there in Minerva?
Yeah, you know, it was it was quite exciting to see working in a few other small municipalities. It's very easy to focus on the negatives. You know, a lot of the people have been there, they've lived there their entire life, and quite frankly, you could, you know, hit a home run with something that would really benefit the community. And you know, you might not receive that support or that, you know, enthusiasm as you might feel like you should. From day one, no matter if it was a planned meeting or just someone that I spoke with on the sidewalk, there was a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of, you know, optimism within the community for Minerva. There's a lot of community support, whether it's for the village, whether it's for the schools. That in itself is so extremely important as it relates to wanting to achieve success and, you know, drive results. You don't have that support. It's one thing to get support from council, but it's another thing when you get it from the village, the residents. That really makes a huge impact on decisions, and it was really special to see.
To know that you have the support of the people that you're serving as a public official, I'm sure that makes it a little bit easier then. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Benjamin, if you don't mind, let's talk about some of your educational things that have prepared you for a role like this with your college experience, the college that you're receiving right now. What degree do you have? Where did you get this from? And can you share that with our listeners?
Yeah, so I received my undergrad from Miami University. So I had a little bit of a unique path. I always knew that I wanted to become an administrator one day, but the path I took for undergrad was actually a small business management degree that had a focus in public administration. So that really gave me a lot of exposure to small businesses, you know, operations, just really operating a business, which I think is extremely important because, once again, as I highlighted the downtown earlier, you know, I have to be able to communicate with businesses. I have to be able to have some sort of experience and exposure to what they're encountering as I look to connect and, you know, build that relationship. So that was something that I felt was a benefit to me. So I elected to do that as my undergrad. I'm rounding third, going home on two graduate level programs. One is at Kent State University for my master's in public administration. And then I'm receiving a graduate certificate in public financial management from the University of Kentucky. So both of those are going to allow me to, you know, better my skills with management, finances, and really anything that will be required of me as a village administrator.
What drove you to politics? You're not from Ohio originally, right? You are Iowa, I believe?
Yes.
What was it about Ohio positions that you were like, you know what? I like the small town stuff. I want to start there. How did you come here? Did college lead you into some of the positions that you've been fortunate enough to have?
Yeah, so I would say that there's really two drivers behind my career path. One of them being early on, I mean, I was, you know, probably not even, well, I don't know, say a teenager, you know, playing games on my phone. I was always intrigued and always captivated by those games that required you to build a city or build an airport. SimCity would be an example of that. I always loved those games, and I've always played those. But really the biggest driving force behind this is my dad's also in local government. So he is the director of economic development for a city down in Butler County. And from an early age, I think I was in 10th grade when I really established and I wanted to become a city manager or an administrator of some sort. I just hung around City Hall, you know, on my days off from school. During the summer, I'd go to city council meetings. I was friends with people that worked for the city that my father works at. So that was really something that gave me a lot of insight and really a little bit of an advantage there, as well as one of my closest mentors is the city manager for that city. So I have a really great network of local government professionals, whether it's on the private side as an economic development attorney or, you know, those that are actually in the field as a city manager, economic developer. So that really allowed me to gain more exposure and, you know, more knowledge into the field. And I think it's helped me tremendously.
The staff, they've been there a long time, right? Some of them well over a decade in Minerva. You're meeting some of them right now for the first time in the last 2 weeks since you've got the job. And before you started, you've been meeting them. What do you see any challenges with working with people who have been there maybe so long, or are you guys having great dialogue so far in Minerva?
Yeah, you know, I've been pretty fortunate to be surrounded with people previously that have, you know, been part of that job for longer than I've been alive. You know, there's not always a longevity in local government. The turnaround, especially for an administrative role, is, you know, not that long. So, you know, when people have been there, no matter if it's in local government or any other business, you know, when they've been there for 10 or 20 years or, you know, even 5 years, they've developed the processes, you know, themselves that have allowed them to complete the work at, you know, whatever level they've been doing it. So, you know, when that stuff, you know, is prior to your time, you can't come in and expect people to do it your way. And quite frankly, maybe their way is better. So I've really taken this opportunity to listen and, you know, get to know the people, but also understand, you know, how they go about certain tasks that, you know, are related to our day-to-day operations, because maybe one thing that I have in my head is different than theirs, but maybe their way is better. So, you know, I'm not going to come in here and, you know, say, you know, XYZ needs to be changed on day one. I truly want to understand how the dynamics work in the office. I want to understand what the procedures, the policies, you know, the processes that are being followed. I want to understand how those are currently working. And, you know, maybe we look to improve upon some of them, or maybe we look to, you know, continue with how it is currently. And, you know, there's really, you know, no right or wrong at this point. It's really just trying to figure out how everything operates and then, you know, going from there.
I'm looking forward to doing a follow-up with you then. Maybe once you hit that 100-day mark here in Minerva, all right, to just to see if there's been any developments.
Well, Jordan, I certainly look forward to that opportunity. As I've told you before, I've only heard great things about you, so I look forward to the 100-day interview.
All right, I appreciate it. Benjamin Gunderson, new village administrator in the village of Minerva, right down the road from us here in Canton. Benjamin, thanks so much for taking the time. Best of luck there down in my neck of the woods.
Well, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate it.